You're listening to Kat Feeney on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.
Your sleep tracking. Do you reckon 2020 has made it a little harder to sleep at night? Maybe you've taken to naps to catch up. Or maybe your routine is just now so out of whack, you feel that nothing will help. Well, it's time for your top tip for feeling a little bit better today. And it turns out that you might need to rethink what you think you know about napping. Phil Chuen is the sleep unit manager at the Wesley Hospital Sleep Disorders Centre. Phil, g'day and thanks. Are you a napper? Do you nap, sir?
I absolutely nap. Oh. I love naps and I cannot talk highly of naps any higher than I already do.
What is the common logic about napping?
Oh, look, it actually becomes normal as we age. So certainly if your population is sort of above the 50 to 60 sort of years, it's becomes quite not common to have naps during the day, catching up on the decreased sleep quality we get as we age. But for myself, I can't sneak away in the and sleep in one of my patients' beds during the day and have a quick nap. So typically my naps are limited to the weekend. But I try and keep them nice and short and only when I really need them.
Okay, so this is key, I think, because my fear of napping is it's going to nip in the bud my snooze factor and I won't be able to get quality sleep when I really want a big quality sleep. Is there any truth to that concern?
Yeah, look, it absolutely is. We have two drivers to sleep. One is our circadian rhythm, which is like our body clock that everyone knows. You go to bed at a certain time, wake up at a certain time, and that's natural. But there's also the sleep pressure that we get from being awake. So the longer you're awake, the more tired you get. Now, if you can reset this drive to sleep, and you can reset it by having a nap, but you know, if you're going to, say, have a nap at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and you want to go to bed at, say, 9, 10 o'clock at night like you normally would have a good night's sleep, that's probably not a great idea. But if you can have a nap at, say, 10, 11, 12 during the day, then you've probably got enough time after that nap to build up that drive to sleep. Does that sort of make a bit of sense?
Yeah, I'm feeling you. I'm picking up what you're throwing down there, Phil Chuen, from the Wesley Hospital Sleep Disorders Centre. So, your top tip for napping properly?
Okay, so again, do like you would with any kind of sleep. Make sure you set yourself up for success. So have a bit of a routine that you're looking to do to get towards your nap. Avoid bright lights right before it. You know, avoid caffeine immediately, like within the hour or two beforehand having a nap. And then duration is a big important part as well. And a lot of people will say this, you've probably heard, a lot of your listeners have probably heard this 1,000 times, but try not to sleep too long when you nap. And that's for two reasons. One is you want to limit the amount of sleep you get so you can sleep later on that night.
Yeah.
But the second part is you don't want to wake up when you're in the middle of the deep sleep during that nap.
Right.
So, you know, limit your nap for, I would say, set an alarm for no longer than 30 minutes before you attempt to fall asleep. You'll probably take about 10 minutes to get off to sleep. And then that gives you 15, 20 minutes-ish to get a nice little kip in to get you ready and raring for the rest of the day.
I love the word kip. Bring it back, I says. Phil Chuen, thank you so much for your top tip on napping better.
No dramas. Hey, and one other thing, if you're working night shifts, only have an even shorter nap.
Oh, really? Like how short?
Yeah, like 5 to 10 minutes.
Gee, wow. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Happy to help. We work in the sleep unit, so we're very aware of these things.
But why only 5 minutes? 5 minute nap can make a difference, can it?
Oh, you can do, yeah. And interestingly, a colleague of mine actually once did a study and he looked at people having a quick 5 to 10 minute attempting sleep while they're driving and after a long haul driving and being really tired and showed that they actually improves their ability to drive or their objective measurements even if you don't fall asleep. So attempting to have a nap is just, well, not as good, but it's almost as good as actually achieving sleep.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day. Catch you next time, Phil. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
On your radio and online.
at home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.